Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Gonzalo Rubalcaba. He's a truly fantastic pianist from Cuba. Now, for the past few years, we've heard only his recordings, but now he's here in person, and we're just thrilled to have him. And Gonzalo, it's so nice that you can be here on Piano Jazz.
Thanks, I'm honored to be here with you. Thanks.
Well, thank you. Now, since Gonzalo doesn't speak too much English yet, we have his friend Jose Forteza to interpret our conversation. How are you?
Fine, thanks. It's my pleasure.
Nice to have you here. Well, Gonzalo, I'm really so happy to catch you during this trip that you're in the States. And before we start really talking about your life, perhaps you could play something for us. What would you like to play?
I think it's good. Benny Golson tune. I remember Clifford.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful chord changes. So very unusual. Now, I'm wondering, you must come from a musical family.
Sí. Vengo de una familia con una raíz muy fuerte.
Well, yes, in fact, I come from a very strongly musical family with strong musical roots and also with all of us very interested in doing something new for the Cuban music.
What I'm wondering is also how old you were when you started playing piano, and did you study classics?
Empecé entre 8 y 9 años a estudiar piano clásico.
Yeah, I started at 7. 7 or 8 years old studying classical piano. All the training in Cuba is actually classical. Afterwards, you can choose your own way, but you have to be classically trained.
Well, how did you get into jazz? Because I've heard some of your records, and you, not only technique, but ideas are so wonderful.
Bueno, el jazz en Cuba viene a ser una... un fenómeno musical.
Jazz is a very important musical form in Cuba also. Everybody listens to jazz, and since the beginning of this century, many musicians have been close to the development of jazz.
Lo cual no es raro que uno se sienta motivado.
Of course, I was no exception. Since I was 12 or 13, I started listening to records, getting in touch, deeply in touch with jazz, and that's how I got in here.
You know, it's so fascinating, and there's so many things I want to ask, but I'm also interested in hearing you play one of those up-tempo things that you do. So maybe for the next tune, you would do Donna Lee.
Okay. Okay.
Goodness. Well, did you learn that, like, from the original tune, from... Mm-hmm. I couldn't play it like that. Already yeah. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, sometimes I play the theme, but usually not. Usually I just go into variations.
But now, was that... That was total improvisation. That's not an arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like different every time.
Yes. Eso espero que así
yes, and that's what I hope, to always being able to change versions and to play a little bit around this.
You know, that's really... what I consider like the essence of jazz, isn't it? To always try for something new and different, not to do something the same way twice.
Yeah. Esa es la agonía de todos los días.
This is the everyday agony in jazz.
Well, when did you first meet Dizzy Gillespie? He was like a somebody that took a great interest in you, wasn't he?
En el año 1985, en La Habana.
It was back in 1985 in Havana. Dizzy attended the jazz festival in there, and I was playing, so we met, and it was sort of a good impression. We played together, and since that very moment, he was my main mentor and my main PR person. Actually, he was all the time pushing my career and helping a lot, both artistically and as a human being. He was too close to me.
So I guess when he was there, different times that he came to Cuba, you were able to learn like some of his music, to play some of his music. I know you play a lot of his things. Is that when you started to learn them?
No, exactamente. Aunque sí toqué mucha más música de, por supuesto.
Well, not really. I mean, I'd been in touch with Dizzy's music before that. But definitely after I met him, and I had this marvelous opportunity of playing con Alma as a duet with him, I got deeply into Dizzy's music, and I've been, of course, studying and playing it since then a lot.
You know, I would love to try and do a duet with you, but before we do, since you mentioned con Alma, maybe you could play that for us now.
Okay.
I'd love to hear what you do. Well, I've heard what you do with that, and it's very different from the original.
Thank you.
That Con Alma is such a beautiful tune. But you kind of, you took it away from the original melody. Completely, you went away somewhere. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, like... You get into some chords that I can't find them. I can't find them, but it's wonderful.
Thanks.
And what I would love to try to do is to do a duet with you on a tune that I think I do know fairly well of Dizzy's, Night in Tunisia.
Yo creo que...
Want to try that?
Good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you set it up. Thank you. like you, mm-hmm. and I'm enjoying it, and I'm learning a lot too. And it's always fun for me to think about Dizzy and talk about Dizzy. And as you probably know, he did this show with me, and he played some piano. And then as we were going along, he started telling me some things to do, chords to play. And I improvised a tune for him, which I would like to try to play for you, if I can.
Okay, of course.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
You know, this is a very special time and a very special show, really a one-of-a-kind show. My guest today is Gonzalo Rubalcaba. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. How do you learn new tunes? Like when you were at home in Cuba, did you learn them off records or how the jazz tunes?
Los discos eran una forma había músicos jazzistas en Cuba haciendo música.
Well, records were one of the ways. Was one of the ways to learn about the new tunes. Also, Cuban musicians were composing, were writing also jazz tunes, and some quite a bit of jazz American musicians and European jazz musicians also used to go to Cuba. So you learn about their new tunes and go to the theater, see them, met them. So all these were the ways to get in touch with what was happening in the world.
I didn't realize that there was such a big exchange. And I know that when you went to Switzerland one time in the 80s, and then you met Charlie Haden, was that maybe the first chance that you had to think about coming to the United States?
No, desde antes. DC hubiese querido.
Well, actually, I thought of that before. In 1989, DC wanted to bring me here and also tried to bring me here, but it was not possible. But 1992 was when I could do it for the first time.
Boy, it's all so wonderful. It must be like a dream come true. Well, what else do you play of his? Let's see. Woody and You, do you do that one?
Woody and You?
Do you play that? I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Thank you. what are those last chords?
Mm-hmm.
Play those for me one more time. Now, do you practice a lot?
Sí, tengo esa costumbre.
Yeah, actually, I study a lot. Almost every day. When I'm on tour, it's not like that because I play it every night. But if not, I practice every day a lot.
One thing else I wanted to ask you, like your favorite pianists, influences, people that you like in the piano field.
Bueno, mi primera influencia vinieron de casa, más que nada, mi papá, mi hermano.
The real first strong influences are from Cuban pianists, starting with my father, my brothers. All of them are musicians, and especially my father is a well-known Cuban piano musician. In addition to that, some other Cuban names that wouldn't be known, unfortunately, for the American audience, but that really were very important influences on my work. Like Frank Emilio, some of them.
Herbie, Oscar Peterson,
Well, after that, when I was a little bit older, I got in touch with the work of Art Tatum, Earl Gardner, Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Oscar Peterson. All those important artists had a permanent space in the Cuban radio station, so I could easily got in touch with their music, and again, through the records and everything.
Well, that's great that you got to hear all those people, and I didn't realize. I guess your father is probably a very good musician, and you learned a lot from him and from your family. Maybe you'd be able to introduce some more of the Cuban musicians to American audiences or to record with some of them.
Sí, se ha hecho. Ya en dos ocasiones hemos tenido la oportunidad de.
Yes, that's something I would really like, and in fact, twice I've been able to bring the Cuban group, my own group, which is integrated but very important and updated and interesting Cuban young musicians. And this is also something I would love to keep doing if it is allowed to me in the future with some other Cuban musicians.
People are so interested in all that kind of music, and I think that it just makes the whole jazz world more complete and more interesting and innovative to have all these musicians contributing.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? You're obviously such a all-around pianist. I'm sure you can do anything, and I thought it would be fun if we try and do a totally free kind of piece. Would you like to try that?
Okay. Thank you.
who'll be the publisher?
Yeah.
he understands that. Well, now I'd love to hear you do one of your own pieces. You know, we've been playing all of Dizzy and mine, but we haven't done a piece of yours, a composition of yours. I know you have written a lot of things, haven't you?
Yeah. So. Hay piezas que salen de pronto y uno no sabe cómo, porque ni siquiera las puede pensar.
Well, as you know, there are some tunes that just comes out. You know, you don't know exactly where from. Probably from the heart or something. This is the case of this little tune I wrote to my mother, and it's named Mima.
Oh, that's got to be. It's got to be lovely. Go ahead. Well, that's a lovely piece. Your mother must be very, she must be very proud of everything you've done.
Hay cosas que, bueno, sí, me cuesta trabajo.
There are things and impressions you cannot express with words, but just with your own feelings and with music.
You've got so many recordings out, so many things happening. What's new? What's next for you? What do you plan for, like, the next year?
Se está trabajando en un disco que viene siendo como...
My next record, well, I'm right now working on my next record that is going to be recorded end of this year and released next year. It's like a continuation of what I did in Rhapsodia. My last recording, and it will feature also a group of Cuban folkloric artists. So it's going to be an interesting project.
Oh, that's nice. You know, this time is going by so fast, and I'm really eager to hear you do more. So, what else have you got in your repertoire, like a swinging kind of tune, something? I don't know, one of your own or anybody's.
De pronto si può essere algo de Monk, de Walt
Whitman. Would you like something from Thelonious Monk, like
Walt or something? Sure, that's of course. You probably do a lot of Monk tunes. Okay. Well, you needn't. I mean, that's a kind of a humorous tune, isn't it? Funny, a funny tune. Mm-hmm. Maybe, in fact, a lot of Monk's tunes are very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could wind up doing one together. What do you think? It's a shame. The show is over. We're all done, and I'm just getting to know you.
Okay.
And now that we'll do another piano jazz in a year or two, you know, and then you'll be totally American. You'll mm-hmm. be saying all kinds of things to me. But it's been so great. I really do thank you, Gonzalo, for being here with
thank
me today.
You.
And
thank you.
Listening to you is a real pleasure. So let's wind up Straight No Chaser.
Okay.
Should we just like wing it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, you're a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, a program which originally aired in 1995. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Andrew Milano, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, production coordinator Gene Pinkston, executive producer Tom Clark. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for the original production of this episode was provided by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for the digital archiving of Piano Jazz was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.